So today we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Naveen Krishna Prabhuji to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call? Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी दंडवत प्रणाम श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय गुरु महाराज की जय।
आई थिंक माता जी प्रभु जी इज नॉट जॉइन हियर।
अब प्रभु जी देर माता जी
बट वी आर नॉट एबल टू हियर हिज वॉइस। हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी।
Maybe he is talking on the mute or something.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Thank you so much Prabhuji for joining and thank you for giving your association. Now please Prabhuji take over the class. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. Of Srila Prabhupada, of Rishtu Guru Maharaj, of Rishtu Dasama devotees. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskritam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarasati Vyasam Tato Jayamudiret Nashpriyeshu Bhadreshu Nittam Bhagavate Sevaya. Bhagavate Uttam Shloke Bhaktir Bhavate Naishtiki. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 33. And the text is 6. Yannamo dheya shrananu kirtanat yat pravanat yat smaranat api kvachit swadha api sadhya savandaya kalpataye उतः पुनस्ते भगवानुदर्शनात् यन्नामधेया श्रवणानुकीर्तनात् यत् प्रवाणात् यत् स्मरणात् अपि क्वचित् स्वादोऽपि सद्यः श्रवणाय कल्पते उतः पुनस्ते भगवान् विष्णु दर्शनात्। Translation, word by word. Yet, of whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Namadhiya, the name, Shravana, hearing, Anukirtanat, by chanting, yet, to whom, Prahavanat, by offering obeisances, yat whom, smaranat, by remembering, api, even, kvachit, at any time, swaha adaha, a dog eater, api, even, sadhyaha, immediately, savanaya, for performing Vedic sacrifices, kalpate, becomes eligible, kutaha, what to speak of, Punaha, again, te you, Bhagavan, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, nu, then, darshanat, by seeing face to face. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. To say nothing of the spiritual advancements of persons who see the Supreme Person face to face, even a person born in a family of dog eaters immediately become eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices if he once utters the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or chants about him, hears about his pastimes, offers him obeisances, or even remembers him. Purport. Herein, the spiritual potency of chanting, hearing, or remembering the holy name of the Supreme Lord is greatly stressed. Rupa Goswami has discussed the sequence of sinful activities of the conditioned soul, and he has established in Bhakti Rasavatta Sindhu that those who engage in devotional service become freed from the reactions of all sinful activities. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. The Lord said that he takes charge of one who surrenders unto him, and he makes him immune to all reactions to sinful activities. If by chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one becomes so swiftly cleared of all reactions to sinful activities, then what is to be said of those persons who see him face to face? Another consideration here is that persons who are purified by the process of chanting and hearing become immediately eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices. So generally, only a person who is born in a family of Brahmanas who has been reformed by the 10 kinds of purificatory processes and who is learned in Vedic literature is allowed to perform the Vedic sacrifices. But here the word sadhya immediately is used, and Sridhara Swami also remarks that one can immediately become eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices. A person born in a family of the low caste, which is accustomed to eat dogs, is so positioned due to his past sinful activities, but by chanting or hearing once in pureness or in offenseless manner, is immediately relieved of the sinful reaction. Not only is he relieved of the sinful reaction, but he immediately achieves the result of purificatory processes. Taking birth in the family of a Brahmana is certainly due to pious activities in one's past life. But still a child who is born in a family of Brahmana depends for his further reformation upon initiation into acceptance of a sacred thread and many other reformatory processes. But a person who chants the holy name of the Lord, even if born in a family of chandals, dog eaters, does not need reformation. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare, he immediately becomes purified and becomes as good as the most learned Brahmana. Sridhara Swami specially remarks in this connection, Anena Pujyata Vam Lakshyate. Some caste Brahmanas remark that by chanting Hare Krishna, purification begins. Of course, that depends on the individual process of chanting. But this remark of Sridhara Swami's is completely applicable if one chants the holy name of the Lord without offense. Well, he immediately becomes more than a Brahmana. Sridhara Swami says, Pujyatvam, immediately becomes as respectable as a most learned Brahmana and can be allowed to perform Vedic sacrifices. If simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord one becomes sanctified instantly, then what can be said of the persons who see the Supreme Lord face to face and who understood the descent of the Lord as Devahuti understands Kapildev? Usually, initiation depends on the bona fide spiritual master who directs the disciple. If he sees that a disciple has become competent and purified by the process of chanting, he offers the sacred thread to the disciple just so that he will be recognized as 100% equal with a Brahmana. This is also confirmed in the Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sri Sanatan Goswami. As a base metal like bell metal can be changed into gold by chemical process, any person can similarly be changed into Brahmana by Diksha Vidhan, the initiation process. It is sometimes remarked that by chanting process, one begins to purify himself and can take birth in his next life in a Brahmana family and then be reformed. But at this present moment, even those who are born in the best Brahmana families are not reformed, nor is there any certainty that they are actually born of Brahmana fathers. Formerly, the Garbhadhan reformatory system was prevalent, but at the present moment, there is no such Garbhadhan or seed-giving ceremony. Under those circumstances, no one knows if a man is factually born of a Brahmana father. Whether one has acquired the qualification of a Brahmana depends on the judgment of the bona fide spiritual master. He bestows upon the disciple the position of a Brahman by his own judgment. When one is accepted as a Brahman in the sacred bread ceremony under the Pancharatrika system, then he is Dvija, twice born. That is confirmed by Sanatan Goswami, Dvijatvam Jayate, by the process of initiation by the spiritual master. A person is accepted as a Brahmana in his purified state of chanting the holy name of the Lord. He then makes further progress to become a qualified Vaishnava, which means that the Brahminical qualification is already acquired. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshumitanyena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Thapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Indadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Sacha Shirupam Sagratam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shiradha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakam Vitam Sacha E Krishna Turuna Sindhu Din Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopikanta Radha Kanta Namastute Takta Kanjana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavane Shri Vishabhanu Sutate Vipanamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarvyasacha Kripa Sindhu Bhivasacha Patitanam Pavanibhu Vaishnabhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivashadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So, welcome for the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today is Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day. It's a very auspicious day for all the devotees of the Gaudiya Vaishnava traditions, of course. So, we feel the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu and his divine appearance. So, Nityananda Taru, the sheep, and it's fasting as well today. So I'll try to talk a bit about Bhagavatam and then we'll talk about it in the Purdue as well. So we can see that there is a very nice description of the power of the holy name. in uplifting the soul. So the practices that the Kapil Muni summarizes in this topic, we've been talking about the goal of knowledge is to actually to understand the Lord beyond the Brahman and beyond the gunas. We've been discussing kind of pre-gunas. And the goal of bhakti is actually only one goal, which is to understand Bhagavan face to face. And this is here the word is what's being used here, face to face. You see in the verse that Bhagavan is put darshanat. So the last word is Bhagavan nu darshanat. So that actually real goal of bhakti, one and only goal, is to see the Lord face to face. It's also explained in Bhagavad Gita 12:4, ye tvaha aksharnam anidesham avyaktam prayupashate sarvatra gam achintyam chaha kutastham achalam dhruvam sanyam indriyaha gramam sarvatra sambhudhaya te praptuvanti mam eva sarva bhutati te rataha. So it's explained that those who worship the formless, the unnamed entity, the all pervading space and time, the inconceivable eternal Brahman, subduing their senses, looking only on things that is equal, intent on the welfare of all, they attain the impersonal feature of the Lord. But Brahmano hi patishtam antaryasya cha sarvasya cha dharmasya sukhasyantikasya cha. But Krishna is saying, I am the basis of this Brahman and all these certain globes. And I can only be attained by the method of bhakti, which is the basis of the practices of the analog devotee. So we can understand that here the Lord is also talking about the aspect of chanting the holy name to destroy all types of sinful activities. So if we refer to the previous shloka, there is a comparison that is made by Kapil Muni in the verse 4, text 4, which says, Satvam Britto me jantara natha katham ne yashotara etat ashi. So how could it explained in this shloka that the Lord was considered to like a merciful baby lying on a banyan tree and sucking his toe. There's a very nice bhajan stuti by Makendra Rishi who glorifies the Krishna, baby Krishna, lying on a banyan leaf and sucking the toe. He wanted to see this. And that could only happen at the time of destruction. So he stayed in the pralay just to have darshan of Krishna sucking his toe. So that kind of intention and desire that can only be achieved by a devotee who, in all circumstances, in any type of circumstance, will try to tolerate any uncomfortable situation just to have darshan of the Lord. And we have so many examples. Even Guru Maharaj wanted to have darshan. Narad Muni also wanted to have darshan. Accordingly, the Lord gives darshan in time. But even for Narad Muni, they had to wait for the next life. And Guru Maharaj, he had darshan in his same, when he was performing his tapasya. So the darshan aspect of the Lord is so prominent in our practices. But there was there's one example I wanted to give. That when Vrindavan, there was one old lady, long time back in the 90s. She was the hunchback. And what she would do, she was a widow, so she would always stay in the ashram of the widows where they stay there. She will, her daily service would be to take Ganga and Yamuna jal. So she will go and bring Yamuna water to the Krishna Balram temple. And she will carry that every morning. Slowly she would carry with a stick. Last time I saw her once. So then Giriraj Maharaj was there at that time, and and Giriraj was writing this one article about her, how she would do that service every day. And then now she became so old, she can't do this service. And then she will come and have darshan of Krishna Balaram. She will bring the water for Krishna Balaram service, and then she will have darshan. But now she becomes so old that she can't even raise her eyes up to see the Lord. So she was very, very sad and morose and very affected by that, because she wanted to see the Lord, because she has to curve, it's completely curved like that. And she won't be able to walk and carry the water. So she was feeling very, very, very sad of not being able to do that. So Maharaj was saying that then, and our tradition is we try to act in such a way that Krishna comes and gives us darshan. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that we should act in such a way that devotees are not so much concerned of having darshan of Krishna, but we act in such a way that Krishna comes and gives us darshan. So that was a mood that was expressed in the conversation between Maharaj and that lady when Maharaj was writing that article. So that is the mood of a devotee. We should try to be exemplary in our sadhana, in our bhakti, that Krishna comes and gives us darshan. Krishna will be, you know, say, yeah, let us see my devotee. Yeah, like that, that mood. So we are not like so eager, like, you know, the other, like the yogis I mentioned, the jnanis as well. They will try to achieve that that level of sadhana whereby they can have darshan. They will try to achieve it, right? In an ascending process. But the devotees, the bhaktas, they are fully a descending process. They try to humble themselves. They will think, oh, who am I to have darshan of Krishna? I'm not qualified to have darshan of Krishna. That's the mood. But it's not an artificial mood that you can repeat in terms of words. It's like you have to have the feeling of it. It's not like, okay, I'm saying like that. So the point is, we have to hanker for, we have to be so absorbed in our sadhana that we develop that type of humility and practice that Krishna comes and sees us. That's the main thing that we have to try to achieve. So here, also what's been talking about the it's a decoration, you know, abhushan. Abhushan is a decoration. We have to decorate ourselves and in such a way that Krishna would like to see us, just like we do Shingar, just like a newly married lady, wife, a bride, will decorate herself to always for the husband to see. That is a object of Shingar before. Then nowadays people just in the old, in the Vedic tradition, the wife will always may wear makeup only for the pleasure of the husband. Nowadays people just wear to show their friends and everything like fashion. Right? But in the Vedic tradition it was different. They always cover their head, and it was improper to do like people do now. So in the similarly, the devotee, they will decorate themselves with Vaishnava etiquette. That's a Vaishnava abhushan. This is what attracts Krishna to a devotee. It's a Vaishnava etiquette. So we have to decorate ourselves through our behavior, so as in our best possible behavior to serve Krishna without any offense. And Krishna will be attracted to see us. That is much more important for us. Let directly Krishna, actually, the Guru would see us, and then the Manjaris, then the Gopis, then Radharani said, okay, this is a person, this is a devotee, we accept that person, that's this soul, and then it passed on to Krishna. That's how the process is. You don't even have direct access to Krishna. So, that being said, the practice of unalloyed devotional service is stressed. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, text 14, this tasmad ekana manasa bhagavan satvatam patihi shrotavyaha kitasya dheya pujasacha nityaya nityada. One pointed attention, that's one. Ekanad manasa, we have to have that one pointed attention. And then, just like it is said here, tasmad ekana manasa, that one pointed attention would be beneficial if, just like we are talking about hearing, chanting of the Lord's name. Alright? Sodai risadhyaha shravanaha. Right? We have shravanam. Right? Let's write the word in here. He says here, shravana. Yeah? We are hearing the first sentence of our shloka today. Yan namadeya shravana kurtana. But that shravana kirtana should be done with this one pointed attention. This is very important shloka. You can write it down in Srimad Bhagavatam first. Kantu, second chapter, text 14, where it's mentioned, tasmar ikana manasat bhagavan shatvatam pati, but the shrotavya kirtana chacha dheya pujasya cha nitya. This sharvana kirtana should be done with this one pointed attention. That's the offense we always mention, to be inattentive while chanting the Hari Name of the Lord. So that's a big offense. So we should try to be, as Bhagavatam is saying, this one pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, right? Remember and worship the Supreme Lord, who is the protector of the devotees. That's an allowed and interim devotional service recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto, chapter 2, text 14. So engaging in hearing and chanting of Krishna's name for attributes with undivided attention. What will happen when we do that? It destroys our anarthas. Then the kripa of devotion will quickly bear fruit. In the Padma Puran, it's explained there. We're going to talk about the anarthas, but here in the shloka, we talk about the 20 sinful activities being destroyed, right? All different types of sinful activities. So one which is yet to be fructified, one which is already fructified, one which is pralambha sinful activities, they are all being destroyed. But before coming to that, according to Padma Puran, one should we should not be agitated by the those sinful activities that that is not yet mature, but gives us that impetus to carry on with material activities, or so creating the desire acting, affecting us. So, in the Padma Puran is explained that we have to really understand that devotion should be properly practiced according to these different techniques that has been explained. So, if we go to the verse, another point that is important, this pravanata, we should explain here. Pravanata is like obeisances, and then smaranat kavachit. This pravanat smaranat kavachit, the second sentence of the verse, yat pravanat, yat smaranat api kavachit. This smaranat kavachit is occasional remembrance. So, this occasional remembrance is like, even though it's like a somebody like occasionally, we're not at that level that we can be completely absorbed in the remembrance of the Lord. But even if we can occasionally remember the Lord, and we chant the name and offering, even though, here, Kutumi is saying that, even though, then what happens is that we gradually, by the practice, constant practice, we can develop that attachment to the Lord. And even an outcast becomes immediately qualified to that level, like worshipable, like a Brahmana. So, how? So, it implies that the chanting of the holy name, the process of bhakti, is so powerful that it destroys the sinful reactions, which is prarabdha karma, the prarabdha karma. So in Bhakti Rasama Sindhu, chapter 1, text 1, text 22, there is a verse called Durjatriveha Saravana Yugartave Karanam Matam Durjatrambakam Papam Yatsvayat Parabdhame Vatat. The Papam Yatsva Parabdhinaya. So, the faithful activity is being destroyed. Actually, it is understood that the low qualities, like it's mentioned here in the shloka, the dog eater, here the dog eater is Swaha. It says, right? What is the dog eater? Even the dog eater can be sadopi sadhye savana kalpate kutha panasta bhagwan dashmiya. Even the dog eater become immediately qualified to perform the sacrifices, and then the Lord, then the exclamation mark is, oh Lord, what to then to speak of the person who sees you. So what happens is that, in Bhakti Rasa Sindhu explains that, it is understood that the low qualities of the dog-eater is the cause of his disqualification for performing sacrifices. Yeah, because of his practices, that is disqualified to perform his Vedic sacrifices. But the sin by which he attains this such a low qualities in his life is called the prarabdha sin. So this prarabdha sin, he's not able to do that. But even such a person, by taking to the process of bhakti, like Srila Prabhupada is saying, by chanting the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. But please, undivided attention, like I mentioned, and avoiding the offenses and chanting properly, then what happens is that such a person is eligible to even perform sacrifices under the guidance of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that if the spiritual master sees a disciple has become competent and purified by the process of chanting, then he is offered the sacred bread so that he will be recognized as 100% equal with a brahmana. And this is confirmed in Bhakti, in Hari Bhakti Vilas by Srila Siddhanta Goswami, as a bell metal as bell metal is changed into gold by a chemical process. Similarly, a person can be changed into a brahmana by diksha, by open initiation. And and even Sanatana Goswami also explained the same. By the process of initiation, the spiritual master, a person is accepted as a brahmana in his purified state of chanting the holy name of the Lord. He then makes further progress to become a qualified Vaishnava. So we can see a Vaishnava is much more superior. We don't refer to it, but it's considered to be much more elevated than a brahmana. It's actually more elevated than a brahmana, which means that the brahminical qualification is already acquired in a Vaishnava. And Srila Prabhupada, in between, explains the process by what the guarantee that the person born in a Brahmin family can become can be practicing. Because even though the people in Brahmana, so-called Brahmana fathers, they don't perform this Garbhadana reformatory system. And no one knows if a man is actually born as a Brahmana father. So we don't have to take any chance to take birth again. We should not have that idea, okay, I'm doing a little bhakti now, and then are we taking birth in a Brahmana family? And that what is the guarantee that we will take birth and we will be properly guided into the path of bhakti? So it's not necessary in this age of Kali, so we should not take a second chance to take birth for a second birth in some Brahmin family, but we should try to get out of this material world as quickly as possible in this, from this life, real life, utilize our resources with the help of devotees and a spiritual master and of Srimad Bhagavatam as well, and our constant practice and sadhana. We should try to get out of this this material world, this life itself. It's not no worth to wait for a second chance in the next birth. So I'll be now ending here and start to talk about it in the Prabhu. So I'll take one question and one comment only. So I think because there's lots of things to talk about Nitya Prabhu. So, Adibol, any question on the verse today? Adibol? Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, that's one thing. Who is this, the Sridhara Acharya mentioned here? Sridhara Swami.
The Sridhara Swami, actually, Srila Prabhupada will always mention Sridhara Swami. It's in our line of Acharyas. He is one of the Acharya for Bhagavatam. You will see Prabhupada will always, Srila Prabhupada will always quote Sridhara Swami in all his, most of his purport. Sometimes we will see in lots of purport, he will always quote about Sridhara Swami Maharaj. In the commentary, Sridhara Swami Bhagavatam commentary is considered to be very, very, very genuine in our parampara. What I can say, this is a little bit I can say, but you can try to find more about it. there should be some literature. I didn't come across any, I didn't read any special, specific literature. But this is what I've seen from experience.
Thank you.
And you can be considered next to the same, the Acharya's level. I like Vishwanatha Thakur, but Vishwanatha Thakur also is commentaries are very clear. I'm very inspired by Vishwanatha Thakur too, as long as the Srimad Bhagavatam is there. So, should try to see. Any other person have any comment on or try to explain more?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. I was talking in a mute. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes, yes, Maharaji. Madhukamachi. Hare Krishna.
Yes. Can I say something about the Sridhar Maharaj?
Yeah, please. Yeah, please.
Sridhar Maharaj is a pure devotee. He has given a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, which is recognized by and honored by Lord Chaitanya as well. And the thing about him is in his life, when he was with as a grihastha, and he had a wife, and then the child was born to the wife, and wife died. So then Sridhar Swami, he wanted to take sannyas, but then he was wondering, he was puzzled and was thinking and worried, how about what will happen to the child? Who will take care of it if I take sannyas? So then Krishna revealed to him that when he was sitting and contemplating like that, so then this, you know, there was a house of lizards, the small lizards that go around in a warmer weather area. So then the small egg fell down on the earth, on the ground, and from there the little lizard came out. So then it came out, and then there was one fly, then fly came and sat on that, because the egg had inside is a sticky thing. So fly came and sat on that, and the lizard ate the fly. So he thought, he said, yeah, little this insane, you know, little creature like this, Krishna's taking care of supplying the food. So then, how, you know, I don't have to worry about child. Krishna takes care. So then he took sannyas. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
And another pastime about the Siddha Swami's commentary about this Vallabhacharya. He had also written commentary on Bhagavatam. And he wanted to have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, see that. And, you know, he wanted him to hear that commentary. And he said that my commentary is better than Sridhar Maharaj. So then, that when he said that, then Lord Chaitanya said this, Swami na Maniya. It's called a Vaishya. Vaishya means prostitute. Swami, he refers to the Swami, Sridhar Swami. So then he says, Swami na Maniya. You're not accepting Swami, Sridhar Swami, and you're presenting your own commentary. That is like a prostitute. So this is what, and so Sridhar Swami's commentary is very, very revered and honored by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Madhuri. So now we're going to talk about Nityananda Prabhu appearance day to day. So there's so many things to talk about Nityananda Prabhu. We could just mention a little bit about so Nityananda Prabhu will explain. Lord Nityananda as an eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. So, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes are much more pleasing than Krishna in some way, right, with all the bhav of tars, of manifestations of Krishna, the long separation bhav that Kumara Prabhu exhibits. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes are much more pleasing than those of Lord Balaram. Like Lord Balaram was very famous for his pastime, like killing many demons, right? And that's like he was ready to throw the whole city of Hastinapur into the ocean, killing of Umasharashuta. But Lord Nityananda is known as Akrodha Paramananda Nityanandaya. He never gets angry. You know, Lakshman also was very angry. Balaram also very, at times gets angry. But Lord Nityananda in this form, Balaram in this form, as Lord Nityananda, is the most merciful form and the giver of Krishna Prema Bhakti. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, in Sri Nityananda Charitamrita, Antyakanda, chapter 3, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he says that those who develop love, affection and respect for Nityananda, develop love and affection for me. So we, if we want to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to approach Lord Nityananda. So by developing love of an affection and respect for Nityananda Prabhu, then we can develop love and affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the same verse, in Sri Nityananda Charitamrita, it's explained that all the demigods headed by Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma offer worship to Nityananda Sarup. And if someone thinks ill of Sri Nityananda Prabhu or blasphemes him, whoever he may be, still he must fall down. Maybe some you commit offense to Nityananda Prabhu, you fall down. And even if such a person professes to be devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is not my devotee. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. So, in this Sri Nityananda Charitamrita, which was compiled by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, there is a description of the transcendental glories of Nityananda Prabhu, the birth of Nityananda Prabhu, his childhood pastimes, his leaving his home, his traveling to the holy places, his arrival at Navdeep and how he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his preaching the holy names of the Lord by, on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his pastimes, his Mahaprabhu at Nadia, and the pastime of accepting sannyas, how is this discouraging Mahaprabhu to take sannyas, and then his pastime to Nilachal, his return to Navadeep, the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his wedding, his marriage, his giving the descriptions given, and his disappearance from this world. And all these subjects are elaborately and described in this book by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And if you get a chance, try to find the book. There is Nityananda Charitamrita. It's a very beautiful book. If you get that, you can read that today. But I'll read a little bit from the book itself. So, Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, in Adilila 8:39, says, Manushye rachite nare ache gantadhanya Vrindavandas mukhe vaktashi chetanya. No human being can compose this type of this actual book. And actually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Prabhu speaks through the mouth of Sri Krishna Vrindavandas Thakur in glorifying the Lord Nityananda. So, coming to this, we'll just say some prayers before we start the talking about Nityananda Prabhu's appearance, just the birth, and we talk about the birth and childhood activities of Lord Nityananda. Because we're not able to cover everything, but we'll talk about the childhood and birth specifically. So before that, let us do some prayers Lotus Feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And you all can join me in this prayer. And this prayer is written by Murari Guptas in this Kadacha, this prayer that I'm saying. Avirtino sa karunya prachinnoho sad ishvara shri krishna chaitanya nitanando dva bharato bhaje. I worship the two brothers, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, who have descended into this world as the supreme controllers. Concealing their true forms, they have mercifully descended in this material world. So, we will glorify the Lord Nityananda by these eight prayers by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. Saratchandra Bhrantim Spurat Amala Katim Gajagatim Hari Prenomatam Drita Param Sattvam Smita Mukham Sadagunam Netram Karala Kalita Vetram Kalibhidam Bhaje Nityandam Bhajana Taru Kurudam Niravadhi. Sri Nityananda Prabhu's face is more beautiful and cooling than the autumnal moon. The effulgence coming out from his body is supremely beautiful. He always moves like a mad elephant, since he is always intoxicated with Krishna Prem. He is always mad after Krishna Prem. His body is completely pure spiritual energy. He always has a smiling face. His eyes are very fickle, moving to and fro. His lotus hand always holds a glowing staff. Yes, that is Sri Nityananda, who by the beating of that staff destroys all our reactions of Kali Yuga. We should take shelter of Sri Nityananda and cry for the mercy of Sri Nityananda. He is the root of Krishna Prema Bhakti Kalpataru, the root of the tree of loving devotion into Krishna. I do my bhajana of Lord Nityananda, the very root of Krishna Bhakti Vriksha. Rasanam Adaram Svajana Gana Sarvasvam Atulam Tadiyeka Prana Pramittaha Pashudha Janava Patim Sada Premun Madam Param Avitam Mandamanasham Bhaje Nityandam Bhajana Taru Kadam Niravadhi. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is a reservoir of all transcendental mellows. He is the life and soul of all the devotees. Nobody can compare to him in all the three planetary systems. He is very dear to one and all. He is the beloved husband of Sri Vasudha and Sri Janava. He is always in an ecstatic mood of love, always maddened and intoxicated with the mellow of love, Krishna Prem. He is unknown to crooked and evil-minded persons. I do my bhajan of Lord Nityananda, the very root of the Krishna Bhakti Vriksha. Sachi suno prestam nikala jagat ishtam sukhamayam kalo majja jivadharana karoda dhama karunam Harer Akyanad Bhava Jaladi Garavunati Haram Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajana Taraho Kandam Nirarabhi. Lord Nityananda is very dear to Srimad Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He always does good to the whole universe. He is always supremely blissful. He is the embodiment of supreme happiness and blissfulness. He comes to the material world in this Kali Yuga to deliver the sinful persons. There is no limit to his mercy. He constantly does Naam Sankirtan, destroying the pride of his dreadful ocean of material existence. I do my bhajan of Lord Nityananda, the very root of the Krishna Bhakti Vriksha. Aye brata ni nama kali kalushinam kimno bhavita tatha prayashchitam ratya yad anayasata ne. व्रजन्ति त्वम् इतं सह भगवता मन्त्रयति यो भजे नित्यन्दं भजनातरु कदं निरावधि. Lord Nityananda tells Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, O brother, what will happen to those most distressed and fallen jivas of Kali Yuga? What will happen to them unless you shower your mercy on them? Please show them a way for their deliverance by which they can approach and get your lotus feet. He always talks to Sriman Mahaprabhu like this. I do my bhajan of Lord Nityananda, the very root of Krishna Bhakti Viriksha. Yatheshtam ye brataha kuru hari hari dvanam anesham tato va samarasat buddhi taranta dayo mai lagayet idam bahu spoter apitta ratayam ya patigraham bhaje nintandam bhajanataru kadam niravadhi. Lord Nityananda goes to every doorstep and requests everyone with folded hands. Oh, my dear brothers, all of you engage yourself in the chanting of the Harinam. If you do this and follow my instruction, I promise that you will very easily cross over this dreadful ocean of material existence. I do my bhajan of Lord Nityananda, the very root of Krishna Bhakti Viriksha. Balata samsaram bodhiri harana kodom bodhavam aho satam sveya sindhunati kumodaha pandhim samuditam kalashrini spurit jitti mirahara suryaha prabham aham bhaje nityandam bhajanataru kadam niravadhi. Like Agastya Muni, who by drinking a handful of water made all the oceans dry up, he forcibly swallows the ocean of repeated birth and death. He arose like a moon to swell up the ocean of mercy for the welfare of the jivas. He very easily destroys the sinful reactions of the most sinful, dread, degraded persons. He's very dear to the devotees. He's always busy doing good to the devotees. He is like the sun that dispels darkness of the ignorant fools which descended by their sinful activities. I do my bhajan of Lord Nityananda, the very root of the Krishna Bhakti Viksha. Natantam gayatam harim anuvadatam pati pati prajantam pashantam sum apinadhayantam janaganam prarupantam santam sa karunadrik antam prakalanat bhaje nityandam bhajanataru kandam viravadhi. He is always dancing and chanting Haribol, Haribol, uttering the name of Hari. He always engages in Harinam Sankirtana. He always wanders in the streets of every city, town and village, casting his merciful glance over his dear devotees. I do my bhajan of Lord Nityananda, the very root of the Krishna Bhakti Viriksha. Shubhiranyam varatu kara saravishajatam kamolataram mitho patra loko chalitaha paramananda hidayam brahmantam madhuryairahaha madhyantam purajanam bhaje nityandam bhajanataru kandam niravadhi. He moves with Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, holding his very soft lotus-like palm. He always looks at the moon-like beautiful face of Sri Gaurachandra and becomes ecstatic and blissful. And Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu also looks at the moon-like beautiful face of Sri Nityai. In this way, the two of them are completely filled with blissfulness. He always makes all the inhabitants of the towns and cities, wherever he goes, mad with the intoxication of his beauty. I do my bhajan of Lord Nityananda, the very root of the Krishna Bhakti Viriksha. It's a last verse. Rasanam adharam rasikavarasadvaishnavadhanam rasadharam saraha patittah tatitaram smarantanah param nityam dakshatam idam apurvam patati yaha tad are grihe dvandijajam spurutu nittaram tasya hirdaye. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, whoever reads and recites with firm faith this Sri Nitanda Ashtakam will have the lotus feet of Sri Nitananda Prabhu soon revealed to him. These 8 verses are the essence of Bhakti Rasa. They are the life and soul of all Rasika Bhaktas and the reservoir of all mellows. Lord Nitananda is the essence of the universe, the free planetary systems, and by his remembrance, the sinful reactions of all sinful persons are destroyed. That is so important today to read and recite this Nitananda Ashtakam, and so as we get the mercy and the shelter of Lord Nitananda's Prabhu Lotus Feet, and then as explained by his remembrance, the sinful reactions of all sinful persons are being destroyed. So let us talk a little bit about the childhood, birth and childhood activities, pastimes on those centers. So there is a village called Ekachakra in Radha Desh in West Bengal where the Nitananda Prabhu appeared. And from the day of his appearance, the whole Radha Desh became all auspicious. And all many distresses, all those different distresses of that particular village disappeared. So from a distance from Ekachakra, the deity of Marishwar is present. And Lord Nitananda, who is non different from Balram, had worshipped this deity. In this village of Ekachakra lived Hadai Pandit, who was a qualified Brahmana, very detached and full of compassion. And the wife of Hadai Pandit was Padmavati, who was very chaste and exalted devotee. She was very magnanimous devotees. So Lord Nitananda appeared in the family on the auspicious 13th day of the waxing moon of the month, Tirudoshi of Magaha, January, February. And Lord Nitananda made his appearance, and he was the eldest among the sons of Hadai Pandit. In the time Lord Nitananda began to grow due to the influence of his illusory energy, no one could recognize him. So Lord Nitananda concealed his real identity and happily played with his boyhood friends. When they would play, they would play always about the different pastimes related to Krishna. So Nitananda Prabhu and his friends, they will have an assembly of demigods, and one of them will act like a Mother Earth crowing to the rest of them. Then they lead Mother Earth to the river bank, where the children will begin to offer prayers. And then one boy will say, "Oh, I'll soon take birth in Mathura as Krishna." So one night, the Lord Nitananda and his friends enacted the marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki. And another night, while everyone was asleep, they would make a jail cell. Like Mathura, like jail of Mathura, house of Mathura, to enact the birth of Krishna. They made one place into Gokul, taking baby Krishna there, and they exchanged with Mahamaya, tricking Kamsa. Another time they would dress someone as Putana, and someone climbed on the chest of Putana. And one day Lord Nitananda and his friends made a handcuff, and then enact the first time of the character. So, and another day, the Lord and his friends would steal, they're stealing makhan from the neighboring houses. And these are the different pastimes that we do perform on the small. And by the influence of the Lord, no one could recognize him and as he endured these different pastimes. So it's only that one day what happened, there is a special one. They performed even Lord Ram's pastime. And what happened is that once a great actor played the role of Dashrath, and hearing that Ram had left for the forest, and then he just left his body, like, someone else said, oh, there's a boy dressed as Hanuman. If you give him medicine, then he'll be cured. But before the play of the Lord had, the Lord had instructed his friends, when I fall unconscious, you all surround me and quiet. After a while, send Hanuman for some medicine. I will revive when he puts the medicine to my nose. This is what the Lord said. So Lonely Gada fell unconscious by his own sweet will. But this bewildered all the boys. They become really like scared. So since everyone there was so confused, they forgot the Lord's instruction. So they forgot that they were supposed to bring Hanuman was supposed to bring some medicine. So they simply cried loudly, oh brother, please get up. So hearing people's comments, the boys remembered Lord Nityananda's order, and the boy addressed as Hanuman immediately went for the medicine. Another boy dressed as a renunciate welcomed Hanuman to his fruits and roots, and he said to Hanuman, my dear sir, please stay and grace my ashram. It is a wonderful fortune to meet such a person as me. Then Hanuman replied, I must go and complete my important mission. I'd like to stay, but I cannot delay. You must have heard that Lakshman, younger brother of Lord Ramachandra, is unconscious from the Shakti sailor weapon of Ravana. I'm on my way to Dandhaman Dhamma Hill to bring the medicine. Only then he'll survive. Then the renunciate said, if you must go, first take a bath and have something to eat. Then you may go. The two boys repeated whatever Lokananda had instructed them. Everyone gazed at them in astonishment as they listened to their dialogue. On the request of the renunciate, Hanuman went to take a bath in the lake, where another boy in the lake grabbed hold of his feet. The boy, playing a crocodile, tried to pull Hanuman into the water, but Hanuman pulled the boy to the shore. After a short fight, Hanuman defeated the crocodile. On returning to the renunciate's ashram, Hanuman saw a mighty warrior, a boy dressed as a Rakshasa, tried to swallow Hanuman. He challenged, you defeated the crocodile, but how will you defeat me? I will eat you. Then, how will you revive Lakshman? Hanuman replied, Your ravenous god, I think him most insignificant. Get out of my way. After first exchanging some harsh words, they began pulling each other's hair. Finally, they began striking each other with a fist, swiftly defeating the demon. Hanuman went to Gandhambadham Hill. There he fought with some boys dressed as Gandharvas. Defeating the Gandharvas, Hanuman took the Gandhambadham Hill on his head to Lanka. Another boy, playing a doctor, meditated on Lord Ram as he held the medicine to Lakshman's nose. At that very moment, Lord Nityananda came to his senses. His parents and others, all smilingly, Adai Pandit embraced his son and all the boys. I was happy to have within the proper body. So, dear son, where have you learned all these plays? Smilingly, the parents would ask him, how do you know all this? Then you can say, these are all my thoughts. So in his early childhood, no one wanted to leave Nityananda Prabhu. They were very attached, very affectionate to Nityananda Prabhu. Everyone had a special type of affection for Nityananda Prabhu. And then non-Guru recognized that they were like very special at that time. And this is what
how the Lord will, from his childhood, we will have no other interest in, like, in any other type of place, just enacting the 24 signs of Krishna. And we can see that. When I was reading I found something interesting that I wanted to share. The Seka Chakra, small villages like 20 kilometers away from Rampurat in the Birun district of West Bengal. Usually when you go to Mayapur for the Parikrama, I've been there a long time, back in 1996, I did the Navadvip Parikrama. So you can have a chance to go. The devotees make special arrangement to go to Eka Chakra. And you have these special deities made of neem, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very beautiful, big eyes, very nicely. So you can get those deities there from Eka Chakra especially. So one thing about this Eka Chakra, during the Kurukshetra battle, when Krishna broke his pledge of not taking sides in the battle to save Arjuna, he had charged with a wheel to strike Bhishma, who was because he pledged that he is always protect his devotees, but he promised that he won't take any arms to fight, any weapons. So that's the only thing. He took the wheel and tried to save Arjuna when Bhishma was striking hard. So Krishna, when Bhishma saw that, then Bhishma started chanting the glories of the Lord. And then Krishna lost the anger and then threw that wheel away. And that wheel landed in this village. And this is how this village came to be known as Eka Chakra. So the word Eka means one, and the word Chakra means wheel. So in the Mahabharata, it is said that this place as well, where the Bakasur demon was killed by Bhima. And it is also explained that these five Pandavas stayed in this Eka Chakra during the exile. So that is a very special place. So the Eka Chakra extends from north to south in like in 8 miles, and Sri Nityananda Prabhu was born in this and this place specially. So if ever you go to Mayapur, please visit that place. And as we read from the Nityananda Charitamrita by Vrindavan Das Thakur, that the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu growing up in Eka Chakra. So a sannyasi came to visit Padmavati and Harai Pandit. And when he was growing up, so the sannyasi stayed there, and he wanted to have Nityananda Prabhu as a brahmacharya assistant, you know, because sannyasi they need assistant. So Harai Pandit was agreed. But it was the affection, just like we described in Nityananda Prabhu, the affection and attachment was so strong that Hadai Panit couldn't. It was just like Dashrath, right? When Dashrath came to know about Ram leaving Ayodhya for Banvas, the same separation was so strong, was so harsh, that Hadai Panit couldn't bear the separation when he passed away. So this is how Nityananda Prabhu went on long pilgrimages with the sannyasi. and he lived in Mathura for some time with a sannyasi, and then he heard about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Nagari. So on knowing this, he came to Bengal to see the Lord. And what happens is that, this is a long pastime, but I'm just giving you a short sign of this. So on knowing that Nityananda had arrived, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his devotees to him. And there was a meeting between the two of them. So this is the meeting is very, very specially, very special meeting the way it happened. So let us try to meditate on that. Hare Krishna. Any person have any question before I jump to that? Hari Bol. Okay. So Nityananda Prabhu met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in 1506 when he was 32 years old and the Lord was 20 years old. So it was like 12 years difference between the two. It is said that when Nityananda Prabhu reached the land of Nadia, actually he hid in the house of Nandacharya to heighten the ecstasy of the meeting through separation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was aware of the arrival of Nityananda Prabhu, and he dispatched Haridas Thakur and Srivas Pandit to search for Nityananda Prabhu. But they failed each time. They tried to look where because he was hiding. So finally, unable to bear the separation of any of Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself went directly to look for Nityananda Prabhu. And this is how there's a temple called Sri Gaur Nityananda, which commemorates this meeting place in Nadia. So if ever you have a chance to do the Navadip Parikrama, please, you will have a chance to see that temple as well. So that meeting is very special. And we all know, and here we sort of comment that Nityananda Prabhu is an original spiritual master. You have to understand that very well. He's an oriental, but he was instrumental in spreading the Yuga Dharma, Sankirtan, all over the Gaudiya Desh, including Orissa. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we really can't get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as I said before. So we should really pray to the lotus feet of Nityananda today and understand very well the distinctive function of the Guru. And this function of the Guru is embodied by Nityananda. Is Adi Guru. So I'll end here. Any question and comments are most welcome. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandot Ram, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Very, very wonderful class, Prabhuji, and thank you very much for speaking about Lord Nityananda. Today is the Nityananda appearance day of Lord Nityananda, and thank you for singing the glory of Lord Nityananda and speaking about the birthplace of Lord Nityananda. Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, if you get the chance, tell everyone to read from Nityananda Charitamrita by Vrindavasa Thakur. And just like we read the stuti, the prayers, we can meditate on that. The eight prayers glorifying Lord Nityananda is called the Sri Nityananda Ashtaka. So if anybody can read that today, we on the call, we had a chance to listen to it. And remembrance of that actually eliminates all sinful reactions. It mentioned that those are the glories of that prayer. So there are so many other prayers, but this one is very special. Haribol, any other comments or questions? Anilji, well, we left.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. No, I didn't have any questions, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Thank you for the wonderful session.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, if you don't have any question, I just want to have a question for all of you who want answer to get the mercy of Nityananda. So, what is the meaning of Nityananda? Very simple question, and anybody can answer this. What is the meaning of Nityananda, the word Nityananda? And in relation to what it means, you have to explain the meaning, but how, at the same time, the literal meaning, and how, at the same time, how we can see that.
Prabhuji, I don't know the real answer, but my guess from the word is always Nityananda, always happy by chanting or being serving the Lord.
Very good. Yes, yes. Very thank you, Prabhu. So Nityananda, there's two words, right? You break Sanskrit words, you can break. So Nitya and then Ananda. So Nitya means always, just like you said, and Ananda means pleasure. But there is another meaning that you can draw. If you have no connection with Nityananda Prabhu, it is simply waste of time. No Ananda. Useless. So, Narottam Das Thakur explained this like that. That anyone who has no connection with Nityananda Prabhu is Pashu. Pashu means animal. Pashu. Not Pashu, Pashu. So, how can an animal get happiness? That is not possible. The dog from the childhood is searching for food, searching for after food, and cannot get food. Unless the dog has a master, he is a street dog. And this example is given by Narottam Thakur. So unless a dog has a master, then he will be happy. So he says, we better become a dog of Nityananda Prabhu. Then we will be Nityananda. We will always be happy. Instead of becoming a dog of many other people, I'm not saying this. It's Narottam Das Thakur saying. Narottam Das Thakur saying, instead of becoming dog of so many other people, everyone is searching to serve a master, but none of them are satisfied because of a false master. So Nityananda Prabhu is a real master. So we will be happy. Se Pashu Boro Durachar. He does not know where is happiness. We don't know. Where shall I become a dog? Narottam Das say. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur sing this. My Guru Maharaj used to sing this bhajan. Vaishnava Thakur Tomara Kukur. Boliya Janaha More. My dear Vaishnava Thakur, kindly accept me as your dog. I am a dog already, but I am Maya's dog. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, see our whole elevated Vaishnava, but how he's saying, I am not Vaishnav dog. You see, I am not Vaishnav dog, I am Maya's dog. So, kindly accept me. if you become a Vaishnav dog, Charya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Pache Keba. If you do not become a dog of Nityananda Prabhu, Vaishnava or Guru, there's no question of happiness. There's no question of Nityananda. There's no question of eternal, always being happy if you don't become a dog of Nityananda Prabhu, Vaishnava or Guru. Se samanda nahi yaar, viraha janara gelo, se pashu boro durachara. Nitai na bollo muke, majila samsare suke. He has no connection, one who has no connection with Nityananda Prabhu. And did not say jai nita jai gora. Majlo samsare suke, thinks that the society, family, friendship, love, or is this materialist person, and they got developed connection with Nityananda Prabhu. They're being misled by their false prestige and egoism, and they got take shelter. So one who takes shelter of Nityananda Prabhu receives this enlightenment. Asatre satya koriman. So Narottam Das Thakur advises this reality of Nitai Charana. Nitai Charana is how? Nitayere karuna habe, braje radha krishna pabe, dharo nitai charana dukhani. So nitara charana satya tahara sevan. One who has become the dog of Nityananda Prabhu gets his eternal life. We are eternal, but under misconception of material identification, we are under the subjugation of maya. Budva budva paliyate taha dihantara. So that's what we have to do. We have to become a dog of Nityananda Prabhu. That is saying by Narottam Das Thakur. So thank you for listening, and if I uttered any word unpleasing and offensive, please forgive me. But let us take shelter and relish Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes today, and trying to act in such a way that Krishna would come and give us darshan, right? Like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati would say. Thank you for listening. Hare Krishna. All the best. Hare Bol.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, please accept my humble obeisances with Panchakara Katru Satipa Sindhu Shapatitanam Kala Nidyo Vaishnavi Namaha.